Gentleman Ian Morrison joins us here at Morning Magazine with the next round of tenancy forms. Ian, we heard recently that the eagerly awaited government tenancy application form has been released with some real concerns about the format involved. Have you got an update for us?
Yes, Deb, I do. We had hoped that this new government would take a better approach to our industry, but it would appear that they are determined to be as obstructive as the last lot. With little fanfare or consultation with industry, which incidentally they indicated would occur, the new prescribed tenancy application form that we all must now use from the 1st of May was released a few weeks ago, and to our consternation, did not include any requirements for applicants to provide any identification documents or proof of their financial ability to pay the rent unless the tenants offered it. The form actually advised applicants that they were not required to do this, and we were not permitted to even request these items. So the obvious and instant response from the industry, including the REIQ, was that this would simply set the vast majority of tenants up for failure, as we couldn't possibly or responsibly rent to anyone who could not or would not establish their bona fides, as you are normally required to do to even hire a car, let alone a valuable piece of someone else's property, Deb.
Now, that does seem extraordinary, Ian. What has been the response from the Housing Minister with regard to these concerns?
Well, nothing you wouldn't expect, Deb. You may recall during the early times of COVID, when the then Housing Minister in the previous government issued a statement that we were required to give tenants rent relief based on their simple say-so with no supporting financial or employment documentation. Well, that was quickly reversed and the same applies today. The regulated form has now been amended to include ID and financial information, but we are still only allowed to copy it with the tenant's permission and ensure that it is destroyed for any unsuccessful applicants within 3 months. In our office, we do this weekly to keep our files clean, but this may affect some of those online third-party platforms that more and more real estate agencies have come to rely on. It is actually these excessively inclusive platforms that have been some of the reasoning behind these changes, Deb. But as usual, the backroom bureaucrats have little to no real-time understanding of how our industry works and have gone too far for little gain once more, as they usually do.
You mentioned the 1st of May. Knowing them as we do, this is not the only new changes coming into effect on that date, is it, Ian?
Ah, Deb, you know the beast too well. Yes, there are a raft of new rules with regard to entry allowances once a tenant is given notice to vacate or given a notice to leave by the agent. There is a new form for tenants to request fixture or structural changes that now requires a 28-day approval or denial response. One may expect that if no response is provided, then the tenant can do what they like. And disclosure rules if an agent is receiving any benefits from their rent collection processes. It is just a continual list of regulatory constraints that we have to adapt to that will ultimately strangle the simple processes and practices of honest, hard-working property managers, Deb, who are really only doing their job to act in the best interests of their clients. As an industry, we actually do know how to do this work. We have been doing it successfully for many, many years in this state. It really would be nice if the government would just stop listening to the so-called advocacy groups, consult with cold-faced professionals and take some real advice and just let us get on with the job, Deb.
Same old, Ian. Maybe one day, though I feel as if I have to say, tell him he's dreaming, Deb. The rental man, Ian Morrison, doing a cracking job of keeping our community connected and informed. And as always, jump on the 101.5 FM website to listen again.